Yeah. But that, there's no sound at all. It's a good sound.
Yeah. Because you don't hear the music. Yeah. Moira, Abaisai, okay, continue our discussion. Just a couple of things that occurred to me. I imagine that these things are discussed in halacha, but they just occurred to me whilst I was preparing our halacha today. And I was wondering, what's the halacha? We're speaking about where to place the menorah. We're talking about what's the situation with tower blocks and clusters of tower blocks and things like that, and whether or not, you know, which is the level of the Rosh Hasharabim and double-decker buses, etc. So the whole issue of where to place the menorah, which is our discussion at the moment, is to do with the roya. It's to do with the pirsum hanisa, the fact that I want to light a menorah in order that somebody else can see the menorah. I'm lighting the menorah in a situation or in a position where the roya, someone else, will see it. And the Gemara says, therefore, that traditionally, according to the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, l'malo me'esrim amo is pesula. Why de lo sholta be'eino? Because nobody else can notice it. Yeah. Again, we discussed about the narrow streets and tall buildings. And my question was, well, it just occurred to me whilst we were talking, whilst I was learning, what about Reuven Crusoe, who's washed up on a desert island? Yeah, if he's the only person on the island, does he light menorah at all? And if he lights menorah, can he make a bracha? Because there's nobody who's going to see it. Well, he's got. He can do a row of lights. Yeah. The question is, should he light menorah? Because there are no royim at all. There are no other human beings on the desert island. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are situations where a person, you know, is in prison or something like that. I don't know. Maybe there's someone else. We'll see. I have no idea. But in a situation where there are no royim, what's the halacha? That's one question that occurred to me. Second, which later I'll look it up, hopefully I'll find somebody who discusses it. Similarly, I wondered, if we said it's very important to understand that we are not, those people who are not lighting the menorah, let's take teenage girls, okay? Teenage girls is the best example. A teenage girl is mechuyevas in lighting the menorah like a man. The Gemara says so clearly, noshim afein hoi bohi sanes, they are as mechuyev as the man. Therefore, when the teenage girl is standing around, when her father is lighting, it's not shut that I'm, you know, I want to be there when daddy lights menorah. That's not the vault. The vault is that daddy is being moitzi me with my chi of menorah. I'm being there in order to be yoitzer. He's moitzi me, and I'm yoitzer from his hadlocker, the chi of that I have of hadlocker, because women are mechuyev in hadlocker sa menorah. So my question is, take an example of, let's say there is a husband and a wife and two teenage daughters. And the husband is lighting one menorah, ishto kegufoi, and he's being moitzi his two teenage daughters. And let's say, let's take it on, because we've already discussed that there are many poskim who hold, and bizman hazeh there are many people who do it, that they light inside the house, they light internally. Yeah, there are many Hasidim who have that minig. It comes from probably from Eastern Europe when there were times of Sakona, and therefore they didn't want to light outdoors because there was problems, and therefore they lit indoors. So now, who are the Royim? Who are the people who where's the Pirsum Anissa? The Pirsum Anissa is to the Bnei Bais. The Pirsum Anissa is internal. Now, that means that each of the Madlikim or the Madlikois, hypothetically, Al Yidei being Yoitza, is also the Roya. We're doubling up. Because everybody is a Madlik in this case. You've got the husband who's lighting for himself and lighting for his wife, and you've got the daughters who are being Yoitza with the Hadlocker as if they've done the Hadlocker. So they are all, everybody is a Madlik. Every person is lighting Menorah. So who is the person who's the Roya? Where is the Pirsum Anissa to a Roya? In other words, can a person double up as both a Madlik and a Roya? That's the question. Pleiada will look into it, and I'll come back to you.
Start with the Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Gimel Cheshvan, 3rd December. Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt Shlita, Nach Besodroch Chenu Venach Kurum. This week's service is Mokla Chali Posen, in honor of the gate with their daughter, Gila Posen, Shtichya to Neri Chaim Baturov Neriyoy. He rotsen Shvim Bais, Neman, Yisrael Hashem, Lissilo. Rabbi Nishmas, our founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov, Ben, Rabbi Shimon, Michal, Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Bishus, thank you for inviting me. It's a privilege to be here. Can I also thank Joshi Frankel for
printing and copying the notes. They're there for you first to make sure that I do get it right. If I make any mistakes, please correct me. And secondly, in case it gets really boring, it gives you something to read. I these days have the privilege of living in Eretz Yisrael, so I don't have my sforim with me. So you'll forgive me for the fact that this is a shiur which I've given before. If you don't remember it, Baruch Hashem. If you do remember, then I hope that it bears repetition. So the pasuk says, it's number one on your list, Vayiro Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzelo, Yaakov was terrified. And he divides the camp up, and that's its separate problem. The question is, what was he afraid for? If you have a look at reference 1a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him a promise, V'nei Anochi Imach, I'm with you, Ushmar Ticho, I will guard you, B'chol Asher Teilech, wherever you go, V'ashiv Ticho, Elo Adom Ha'azos, I'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, Ki Lo Ezodchai. So what's he got to be afraid of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised him, everything is going to be fine. Please don't tell me Shema Gora Machet. I don't believe Shema Gora Machet. You remember the pasuk says in Lovon Garti, and on that there's a famous Rashi, which is printed here for you. Kloma im Lovon Oroshen Garti, I live with Lovon, but Tarig Mitzvah Shemarti. I kept Tarig Mitzvah. So Yaakov has been promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Bichlal Devatzma, that everything is going to be fine. He knows that he's kept Tariag mitzvahs. What is he afraid of? So our Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, and almost all of this is from the Sikha which he gave, our Rosh Yeshiva used to quote Ibn Ezra. Have a look at the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra begins by saying that the level of a chait depends on the madrega of the person committing it. And then he says, V'Yaakov pochad, Yaakov was afraid, why? Shema, maybe, just maybe, Chota Ushogag b'machshavto. Maybe he'd committed a thought crime. Maybe the derech is wrong. Nach besod rochenu v'nachkora, we have to examine our derech, the Rosh Hashiva used to say. And we're going to have another half a dozen or dozen instances of this. That is all very well, Tariag mitzvah shamarti, but every so often we have to consider and reconsider, have I got it right? Yes, I thought about it. I worked out what I was going to do. I have a masorah from my parents. I have a masorah. Yeah, good, fine. Now you have to check. We have to think whether we've got the derech right. Shema choto b'machshato. Not that he did a wrong maisa, but reimi a wrong machshava. And Ibn Ezra says you'll find a similar thing with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yitzhak Hashem will get there. So the Ibn Ezra learned that Yaakov Avinu is afraid, not because he might have done something wrong, but he might have got the derech wrong. He might have thought something wrong. You might think he could say, well, I meant well. I meant well. I meant well. Have a look at number two, which is a famous gemara about a tztuki. You may remember that we and the tztukim have machlokas about how you do the ketores. It is our understanding, the tzedukim took the view, that you set fire to the ketores outside the Kodesh Kedosh and then take it in. Ki be'onon, Eiro Erla Kaporis, you come in carrying the smoke with you. And the halacha is not so. The halacha is that the Kohen goes in carrying everything, and while he's inside, somewhere or another, he sets fire to it, it's an avodah kosher. So the Gemara there tells a story of a tzeduki who was Kohen Gadol, and he went in, and he did the Maisa Katoris according to them, Asora according to his others, the way they thought they were supposed to do it. He lit, set fire to the incense outside and went in. And when he came out, his father said, he was very, very proud of himself. I've finally done it our way. And his father told him off. His father said, do be careful. What about the Prushim? So this Stuki said something which is an echo of Rabbi Akiva. Kol yomai hoyisi mitstar ala mikrozeh. My whole life I was bothered by this pasuk. Ki be'onon ero ela kapogos. That was supposed to go in, according to our understanding, go in with the smoke already arising from the incense. Omati, I said, Mosai Yovo Li Yodi Va Kaimenu, when will I have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah the way Ashad Bloa came out? And now I've had the opportunity, I shouldn't do it our way. So he really meant well. He did the Ketores according to the Masorah of the Tztukim, according to the Havon of the Tztukim, the way his tea, all the rain, everything is 100%. Yeah, all his life he'd been waiting for the opportunity to do it that way, says the Gemara, Amru, Lo Hoya Yomi Mavotim. Not much later, Mace, he dropped dead. Hutl Ba'ashbar, the body was left on a dunghill. the toloin yotzim mechotmo, and worms coming out of his nose. Well, he worked it out, he had his masuras, he'd learnt it, he'd thought it, he'd made the cheshbon, he'd been choiked it, he knew how to do it, and he did it, and he really went well, and he drops dead. Drops dead, and he doesn't come to Kfuras Yisrael, he's left on a dunghill, and worms come out of his nose. Why his nose? Have a look at number 2b, it's a Rashi. Why his nose? Because what he did was, he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim inappropriately, having already set fire to the Ketores. Which portion of his anatomy went in first? Says Rashi, Rishon le'ivolim likonus, the reason why the worms are crawling out of his nose rather than his ear or his foot is because the first portion of his anatomy to commit the Aveira was his nose. His nose went in first. So please don't tell me I meant well. That Stuki meant well. Gornish geholfen, as they say in the vernacular. It didn't help. He meant well, and that doesn't make a difference. Yankov Avinu, according to the Ibn Ezra's concern, Shemachota b'machshava, maybe he's got it wrong. Maybe the derech is wrong, or maybe the machshava is wrong. That Stuki got it wrong. He meant well. He was moistened effish. Rabbi Kiva says, all my life I was mitzvah. When will I be able to be mekayim the ohav tov, be moistened effish? Right, lavdil. Between the people who get it right and the people who get it wrong, that Stuki all his life was mitzvah. When will I have the opportunity to do the Ketores the way we believe in the Ketores? And for that he dropped dead, was left on a dunghill with worms coming out of his nose. The story of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you will remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim and bring Klal Yisrael out. And on the journey, there's a very difficult parasha. The Pasuk says, it's here in number 3, Vayhi, and it was Vaderech, on the way, Bamalon, in the hotel, in the wherever it was he was lodging. Vayifkesheu Hashem vayavakesh hamiso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach, and the malach was about to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a difficult parasha. So Ramban says that what it's about is this. Moshe made a very careful and detailed cheshbon. What was Moshe's careful and detailed cheshbon? You'll see it there in 3a. Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu said this. Here I am. I'm the son-in-law of the Kohen Midian. My wife is the daughter of the Kohen Midian. My children are the grandsons of the Kohen Midian. We're having a fine life. Now, if I go to Mitzrayim, where there is Shibud, where Vayamorarues Chayehem and all that, to get Bnei Yisrael out, and I take my wife and children with, that will show to Klal Yisrael the absolute confidence which I have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. That I should take them from being the daughter and the grandchild of the Kohen Midian to a place where there's Shibud and Marirus and all the rest of it, that displays absolute confidence. It must be the right thing to do. And it wasn't. It wasn't the right thing to do. Moshe made a cheshbon, and he got it wrong. And that shitta of the Ramban is also what the Ibn Ezra means when he says in 1c, Ki Moshe she'ein lemala mimenu, v'shloch lo'tzi es Yisrael, bavosh yugagosu sholoch malach la'amiso. You can learn, if you wish, that it's because he delayed the bris of his son. Again, it's a cheshbon. He delayed the bris. He said, what's more important? Do the bris now and delay Yitzis Mitzrayim? Or delay the bris and do Yitzis Mitzrayim? He made a cheshbon and he got it wrong. Yaakov was cheshish. Maybe I got it wrong. And Moshe Rabbeinu b'metzias got it wrong. And it's not just Yaakov Avinu. And it's not just Moshe Rabbeinu. You remember, have a look at number 4. You remember Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, there was a famine in the land. And Avraham went to Mitzrayim, and then Avraham was frightened that because his wife is extremely beautiful, she may be at risk there, so he says she's my sister, and so on and so forth. Have a look at what the Ramban has to say about it in 4a. Da, ki Avraham Avinu chota chet godel bishgogo. Avraham Avinu was entirely wrong to say that his wife was his sister. He made a cheshbon. Says Ramban, he shouldn't have made the cheshbon. In this particular case, he should have had bitochen. Gam yitziyosu min ha'orish in istavu le'bitchilu b'nei arov, oven asher choto, and leaving Eretz Yisrael in the famine, was also a chet. Avraham Avinu made two cheshbonos, One cheshbon is there's a famine here. I mean, let's not be ridiculous. Let's go to Mitzrayim. The second was she's beautiful and these people are not. She's at risk. And the Ramban says both cheshbonas were wrong. One is a chet gogel dishpagoga and one is a chet asher choko. And even if it is mutter in a famine to leave Eretz Yisrael, and I put there the Gemara in Bava Basra, which says what the price of food has got to be in order to make it mutter to leave Eretz Yisrael because of a famine, it wasn't mutter for Avraham Avinu. Yaakov was concerned he might have done a chet b'machshava. Moshe Rabbeinu made a wrong cheshbon and did something wrong. Avraham Avinu made two wrong cheshbonas and got it wrong. What about Shmuel HaNovi? So you remember the story of Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, it's near the end of his life, and the Plishtim are attacking again, and he's not getting any answers from the Nevi'im, and he's not getting any prophetic dreams, and he can't get anywhere with the Urim, the Tumim, and he get somebody to find a Balas Ov in Endor, what Lahavdil ben Kodesh Achol, Shakespeare calls the Witch of Endor. He goes to the Balas Ov in Endor and asks her to perform necromancy, to call up someone for him. Have a look at 5a. Vayomer Shmuel El Shaul. The Balas Ov calls up Shmuel Anovi. And Shmuel says to Shaul, Lomer Hir Gaztani, why have you bothered me, Lahalo Susi, to bring me up? Vayomer Shaul said, Sali Ma'od, I'm in terrible trouble. Flishtim Nilchomim bi, the Plishtim are fighting me. Elohim saw me aloy, God has abandoned me. He doesn't answer me, not through Nevi'im, not through dreams. I've called you to tell me what to do. Okay, good. It's a dramatic event. So there's a Gemon Chagiga. Rebbe Loza, Kimota Lahaikro, Bocha. When Rebbe Loza got to this pasuk we just looked at, he used to cry. The pasuk which says, Vayomer Shmuel El Shaul, Lama His Gaztani, and Reb Loza said this, Mashmuel Atzadik, Oye Misyori Min Adin. If Shmuel Atzadik was frightened of the Yom Hadin, Anu Alachas Kama V'Kama, Kal V'Choma, people like me, like Reb Loza, like us. So Gemara says, what do you mean Shmuel was frightened of Yom Hadin? I don't see that in the pasuk. Says Gemara, Shmuel, Mayhi. So what happens is this. The Balas Ov said, Elohim ro'isi olim. I saw Elohim olim. Never mind the fact that Elohim is in the plural. Elohim referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is normally in the plural. But olim is in the plural. I saw two people coming up. Not just Shmuel, but somebody else. Who else? The Ozel Shmuel. Shmuel brought Moshe Rabbeinu with him. When Shmuel in Olam Haba feels himself being summoned, he's frightened, it might be Yom HaDin. And he brings Moshe Rabbeinu with him. Why? Omar, he said, Dilma chaz v'sholom ledina misba'ina, perhaps I'm being called because it's Yom HaDin. Kum b'hadoi, Moshe Rabbeinu, come with me and testify. Deleka milsa d'chsavte b'reis le'kamtia, that there's nothing in the Torah that I didn't keep. If it's Yom HaDin, I need you as a supporting witness that I got it, that I did everything right. Says the Tosfos, it can't have been that he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to testify about what he did. That would be an anachronism. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot testify that Shmuel HaNovi kept Shabbos. He wasn't there. He can't testify that Shmuel HaNovi never stole, was never corrupt. Never. He was never there. So what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu can be asked by Shmuel HaNovi to testify to? It says, Hoya Omer. Shmuel says, well, he was going to say, Kach v'kach d'rashti v'asisi maisa, this is the way I understood and explained Torah. Boi v'soi deini shikain l'mato gamato, come and testify that I got it right. He's not asking Moshe Rabbeinu to testify that he kept the din. Moshe Rabbeinu can't do that. He never saw that. But he can ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I paskin this, was I right? Yes. I said that, was I... It's the same thing again, said the Rosh Yeshiva. Shmuel HaNovi, when he feels he's being summoned to his Yom HaDin, suspects he may have got the Derech wrong. He may have misunderstood. He may have made a mistake in Psak. He may have, after all, Avraham Avinu, according to Ramban, made at least two mistakes. After all, Yaakov Avinu, according to the Menashe, was concerned he might have got it wrong. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Psukim, must have got something wrong. And Rebbe Loza wasn't sure about himself. Rebbe Loza says, if Shmuel HaNavi was frightened he might have got the Cheshbon wrong, might have got the wrong derech, what about me? There is a Gemara in Brachos, it's there as number 7. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed, and the Talmidim come to visit him, and he started to weep. They said, Ne'er Yisrael, they said, what are you afraid of? So he said, well, if I was being taken in front of a Melech Bosel of Adom, who today he's here and tomorrow he's in the grave, if he's angry, his anger will pass. If he imprisons me, I might get let out. I can bribe him, I can persuade him, I would be frightened. And if I'm going in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is there forever, he doesn't die. Who, if he imprisons me, I'm imprisoned forever. If he's angry with me, he's angry forever. If he, and I can't bribe him and I can't corrupt him, velo od. Ela sheyesh lefonai, there are before me two drachim, two roads. Achas shel Gan Eden v'achas shel Gehinnom. There's one road leading to Gan Eden and one road leading to Gehinnom. Eini yodea ba'eze mulichim osi, I don't know which one I'm going to go down. Now, hang on just a minute. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on his deathbed says, I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden or Gehin. Why not? Let me just remind you who he was. The Gemara says in Sukkah that he knew Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas, Agadas, Digduke Torah, Digduke Sefer, Kalvachayim, Zerushal, Tchuvas, Gemat, and all the rest of it. There's some things in that list which I don't know what they are because Rashi says he doesn't know what. He knew everything. What were his middos like? His Gemara in Brachos. Amru Olavah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shaloi Dimash Adam Shalom Me'ilam Vafim Nachri Bashuk. If he was walking through the Shuk to the Nates Minyan at the coastal and he saw an Arab there, good morning, Arab. Nobody ever. He had wonderful middos. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. I assure you, he knew he'd kept Shabbos and he knew he'd kept Kashrus. So why wasn't he sure whether he was going to Gan Eden or to Gehinnom? Well, Yaakov Avinu was worried he might have made a wrong cheshbon, might have got the derech wrong. Avram Avinu made wrong cheshbonas, Moshe Rabbeinu made wrong cheshbonas, Shmuel HaNavi was concerned he might have got it wrong, Rabbi Elazar was concerned that he might have got it wrong, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned he might have got it wrong. The Medrash Rabbah, which says Rabbi Bo had a dream, and in the dream he saw 13 rivers of a persimmon, and he said, who are these for? And they said, they're for you. He said, goodness me, for me? Aniomati lorikyogati, I thought that I might not be getting any schabot, why not? I mean, the same as what I said about Rabbi Loza, the same as what I said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why was he in doubt about which way he was going after he died? Rabbi Yannai instructed his children, don't bury me in white clothes. Because if when I have Tchias HaMesim, I'm with the Rishon, we're all in black, I will look like an idiot. And don't bury me in black clothes, because maybe after Tchias HaMesim, I'm with the Tzadikim, we're all... He also didn't know which way he was going. So the Stuki got it wrong, and the fact that he meant well didn't help. Yaakov Avinu thought he might have got it wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu got it wrong. Avraham Avinu got it wrong twice. Shmuel wasn't sure. Rabbi Loza was uncertain. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure. So how are we supposed to know which way to go? Nach pesod rochenu v'nach korah. Let's examine our ways. How are we supposed to do it? So Reb Chaim had 3 or 4 pieces of advice. The first one was a couple of psukim in Tehillim. Hashmienu vaboghich aster vobtachti hodieni derech zu eilech. Teach me which derech to go. Lamdeni. Reb Chaim used to say, you actually have to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you guidance. Yes, we have to sit, we have to think, we have to learn, we have to listen to our rebbes, we have to try to work it out as best we can, but you also have to daven for siyata dishmaya to make sure that we get it right. That's the first thing. Second thing, how do we know what is the Derech Hashem? Mi chacham v'yovein eile navam v'yeda ein, ki yesharim da'achei Hashem. Yashrus. If it's a Derech which involves Yashrus, then that's the Derech Hashem. And if it's crooked, it isn't. Moving on to next week's parash, it occurs to me as I'm standing here, Dan Lopian used to say that his Zayda Rebellious said, if something falls in your head in the middle of a drosh, I'll say it, it's a shtickle of baskol. Well, I don't think I'm on that madrega. But one of the things that Reb Chaim used to say in parashas Vayeshev is this. So, Neilchot of Soino, with all the chazals about how the brothers, before they sold Yosef, they made the cheshbon and they worked it out, he was chayav this, that, the other. Reb Chaim said this. Something that you can't tell your father has got something wrong with it. They couldn't tell their father what they'd done. If it's yosher, and if it's straight, and if it's the right thing to do, you can tell your father. If they couldn't tell their father, there had to be something wrong with it. Yeshorim da'achei Hashem. The first way of working out whether the derech is right or not is to daven for help. And the second thing is it yosher? And the pasuk says in Keheles, Levad reza motzosi, osoy lekimis odom yosher. Inherently, people have an instinctive understanding of yashrus. Children still have it. Adults develop scams and crooked things and whatever else, bikshu chishvoyus rabbin. But there is a natural, intuitive, human understanding of yashrus. If someone hasn't got that, he's probably a psychopath. So the first thing is, one has to daven for help. The second thing is, yashrus. And the others are called yeshorim. One of the pshotim in the pasuk which says, sefer yashur, is the sefer Avrom Yitzchak and Yankiv, because they're called yeshorim. You remember that Bila Morosha says, tomos nafshi mos yeshorim, there's on that. I'm sorry, we're back with things which fall into my head. I'm thinking of a hesped I gave on my grandfather 40 years ago. The Chovetz Chaim, Thomas Nashim, Mos Yishorim, points out that Bilam didn't want to live the life of a Yosher. He only wanted to die like a Yosher. The Ikar is not to die like a Yosher. The Ikar is to live like a Yosher. That's Chovetz Chaim on the Pasuk. At least it used to be. You can't trust my memory. Please check. So, the first thing is daven for help, for guidance. Hashmi Eini Derech. Second thing is Yashrus. Third thing is this. The pasuk says, "Rochel darcheinu am v'chol nesiva sel shalom." The ways are ways of pleasantness, and the paths are peace. If that were only Musar, it would still be good. But it's more than Musar. Let me tell you two halachas to which that pasuk is applied. There is a machlekes beis hillel beis shammai about tzoros erva in the Gemara in Yevamos in the Mishnayos. Beis hillel paskin that if Reuven is married to two women, and one of them is a close relative of Reuven's brother, then if Reuven dies without children, there's no din yibum and there's no din chalitza on either woman. Shimon does not have to do either chalitza or yibum to either women, neither to the one who is an erevor to him, nor to the tzora to her co-wife. They're both free to go and marry somebody else. And Beis Shammai say not so. They say, of course, he can't do Yibum or Chalitza to the one who's the Erevo, but the other one needs Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara then raises the question, if you've got people who got married according to Beis Hillel, then according to Beis Shammai, they shouldn't have done that. They needed Yibum or Chalitza, didn't they? So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, well, I know, let's give them Chalitza anyway. After all, what harm? Gemara says, no. In that case, their husbands will get distressed. It'll cause a problem with Shalom Bayis. You're married to a woman, somebody comes and says, the rabbi says she needs chalitz. Oh, please. And says the Gemara, Drochel Dachei Noam, the Torah cannot have required a halacha which leads to a problem in Shalom Bayis. It cannot be the case that the Torah should require that a woman who's already married should need chalitza. The Derech Hashem, the correct Derech, the correct Cheshbon, the right way to do it, has got to be something that leads to Drochel Dachinam, Chonasiva Seoshon. I'll give you another one. The Pasuk says about Dalad Minim, Anaf Eitz Ovus. Anaf Eitz Ovus is not a word which tells you which plant it is. So go on, talks about which plant. Have a look at 4b, Ema Heredof, it might be Heredof. I only know three things about Heredof. One is that the English is oleander. A second is that it's got prickles and thorns and poison on it. And the third is the Gemara says it can't be Heredoph. The Torah cannot have said that you should pick up a dalad minin that's going to cause damage to your hands. Drochel da'achinoa. So, drochel da'achinam chom siva sel shalom is not just Musa. Were it only Musa, that would have been fine. It's halacha. You want to know what the Derech Hashem is? Well, daven for help. See if it's got yashras. See if it leads to shalom. And there is a Gemara in Yuma, which the Rosh Hashiva frequently used to quote. The Gemara talks about the pasuk, V'ov havto eis Hashem elokecha. You shall love Hashem your God. Please do not say V'ov havto. V'ov havto means you used to love Hashem your God. Please say V'ov havto and you will love Hashem your God. The fact that Shlomo Zalman says that if the Baal Korah gets that sort of thing wrong, you don't correct him, is a separate issue. But for the meantime, the Ohavto is wrong. There's no such possible. The Ohavto. Yomol says, Tei Shem Shamayim Misahi Val Yodecho, you should cause Avas Hashem. How do you cause Avas Hashem? So the Gemara says, someone who learns Mikra and Mishnah and is Meshamash Tamidi Chachomim, which Rashi in several places means learning Gemara, he's a nice person to do business with, and he's honest. And everybody says, you've seen this person, he learned Torah. Ashrei Oviv, happy, his father who taught him Torah, happy, his Rebbe who taught him Torah, you see what a wonderful person he is. He's honest in business, he's a decent, how nice. That's Shem Shemai Misahev, that's causing Avos Hamokim. What about somebody slightly different? Four and a bit lines from the bottom. He learns Mikra. He learns Mishnah. He learns Gemara. But he's a crook. He's dishonest in business. He's nasty to people. What do people say of him? See how crooked he is, how filthy his ways are. On him the Pasuk says, these were Am Hashem, Im Arzu Yotzol, they've had to go to Golus. So, Nach Besor Drochenu V'Nach Koro, how do we find what is the Derech Hashem? The Chaim said, Dam for help, see if it has Yashrus, see if it leads to Shalom, see if it leads to Shem Shammai Mis'ahir Adodecha. And in that case, it should be okay. Nach Pesod Rochein V'Nach Kora Im Yitz Hashem Noshuvo Ad Hashem. Look at the clock. Ad Kam.
In January, we can still have conversations with the
doctor.
There's no way
to
have
I use your direction.
originally last Sunday. I just haven't done it. We really know it now. Once you've done it once or twice, we have it in the car. Memorize the number of my wife.
Yeah.